Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, running a business might be the dream for many, but the pressures of entrepreneurship can often lead to burnout, particularly in today's tough South African economic climate. If you're running a business right now, ask yourself, does this apply to me? Now, the key to long-term success isn't just about hard work. It's also about avoiding the stress, the anxiety, and the burnout. And today, I want to dive into some strategies to help entrepreneurs burnout-proof their journey, if there is such an expression. And joining us is Joel Andrews, Regional Investment Manager at Business Partners International, and hopefully some insights on staying resilient and mentally tough while building that business. Joel, good evening to you. Common cause, burnout is a real challenge for entrepreneurs. How common is it in South Africa, do you think?
Good evening, Jeremy, and good evening to your listeners. Thank you for the question. Burnout, unfortunately, is quite a common occurrence. Most of the incidence of burnout is easily overlooked, but we do recognize that burnout has become a key focus in the SME space within the entrepreneurs recently.
And what sort of symptoms would be manifesting, do you think?
I think it's the awareness that has been sort of dialed in. There's a keen focus with the intention of improving just the impacts of the state of impact that burnout can create if it was overlooked. So more and more focus has shifted towards trying to identify just the early onset of burnout, sort of try and remediate and repatriate any strategies that can be implemented to avoid burnout in the SME space.
All right, let's look at some of those strategies, and you've got some really good ideas here. The first is the importance of a support network. How can entrepreneurs build one even if they do feel isolated?
That's easy. I mean, you just need to engage with business partners, Jeremy. I think, I say that tongue-in-cheek, we've got quite a few events and marketing activities that we host within the SME space and in the industry. Building the support network does require an intentional approach from entrepreneurs. But luckily, that being said, with business partners and some of our associates, we have various engagement platforms on the social media space with in-person events. That gives the entrepreneur an opportunity to meet up with like-minded individuals, like-minded entrepreneurs, and also associate with some of the industry professionals that can help build that network.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm glad you got the plug-in for your business, but you do make a good point. It's also about maybe joining your local chamber of commerce or, you know, there are industry-specific organizations that you should make a point of trying to join. So the network is important, Joel. The other issue, of course, is the difficulty people struggle to delegate. Is there any way around that, do you think?
Yeah, I think with delegation, it's a good question that you asked, Jeremy. I think with delegation, there are a couple of dimensions that one needs to unpack there. So one's delegation, I think, is it's important to understand who the team is behind the actual entrepreneur, because that being said, an entrepreneur faces a multitude of tasks, right? So with delegation, once it's implemented efficiently, I think the multidimensional benefits that one can benefit from with delegation is obviously more diversified operations of the business, and also more release on the entrepreneur. They can focus on the day-to-day operations and more on the visionary aspects of the business.
The other issue, of course, is time management, which I think is crucial for avoiding burnout. Do you have any practical tips on that balance that one tries to achieve, but you often fail miserably in doing so?
Yeah, I think it's a tough one. To be honest, Jeremy, within the answer is quite simple. When we look at the engagement that we have with our entrepreneurs at Business Partners, looking at the two-way feedback and getting the actual case study understood, the feedback that we generally pass through to entrepreneurs is more simple than you think. It starts with an entrepreneur in the beginning of the day having a clearly defined plan for the day. Using a basic tool such as a checklist, a to-do list, is critical to achieving the task that an entrepreneur has to set out and achieve during the day. Delving into some of the detail there would be prioritizing the important tasks, so understanding which ones are more important than others, given that you have limited time in the course of the day, dividing the larger projects into smaller ones. I think it's important also we've identified is for entrepreneurs to limit the distractions that does occur during the course of the day. Emails is an interesting one because that really fulfills the position of a distraction. I think in some instances, more than not, the emails can be left for later in the day, especially for entrepreneurs. So focusing on your task list, batching your time and allocation of time is a key input that we advise, offer as advice. Mm-hmm. And then also reducing multitasking as well, focusing on the big task, getting that done and implemented efficiently, then moving on to the next.
I mean, all of that is very good advice, and it all starts off with developing that daily task list. The challenge, of course, Joel, is to make sure that you stick to it to the best of your ability, given that an entrepreneur throughout the course of the day is going to have a very fluid operational environment. I don't need to tell you that things change all the time.
Yeah, no, agreed. The climate that entrepreneurs face is, as you say, it's fluid. In certain instances, quite volatile. So having the plan for the day, I think, is the guide. It's the guideline that serves as the roadmap to success, at least for the day. And then, if done efficiently, to the week and to the month.
And just a final one, and I like this. You also talk about the importance of celebrating small wins, which I guess is good for ongoing motivation. When you do something well, take time out to, you know, pat yourself and maybe the small group of people around you for a job well done.
Yeah, fully agreed. I think the common misconception with entrepreneurs is just the continuous slaving in the business and achieving the goals you set. Well, I think it's easier said than done, but entrepreneurs that can work and develop the self-awareness to know when to take the break, celebrate the small victory, reward your staff, and give yourself a break. I mean, your business will thank you.
Joel, some very, very good points that you've raised with us this evening. That's Joel Andrews, Regional Investment Manager at Business Partners. I do appreciate your time tonight. Thank you so much.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.